So again, today we find ourselves in the house of God on this February the 7th, 2021. And this is denominational day. So today, I really prayed about what to share with you concerning our denomination. And I was looking, Miss Kay, I still got this book. I never gave it back to you. But in this book, it really has some very good information as to how our denomination began and why it began, why we are Cumberland Presbyterians today. You know, and I say this not too often, but I do say it sometimes. You're looking at a true blue Cumberland Presbyterian right here. I've never been no other denomination. My grandmother was Methodist, but me, you're looking at a Cumberland Presbyterian. I am a true-blooded Cumberland Presbyterian. And so today, I just prayed and prayed, and normally I talk about the Cumberland denomination, but I'm going to touch on the Cumberland denomination today. But we're going to talk about denominations. We're going to talk about why do we have different denominations? Why are there so many? Who's right? Who's wrong? You know, and we're going to touch on things of that nature today based on the Scriptures, not by what I think or my opinion, but based on what God says. But let me tell you something this morning that I want to share with you right off the bat. What's most important this morning? Any church that you step foot inside, it should be based on God. Amen? That's the main thing. It should be based on the teachings of God. And where are the teachings of God? They're right here in the Word that I'm holding in my hand and lifting up to you today. The teachings of God. Well, that's what's most important today. If you step inside of a church and it's not led by the teachings of the Holy Scriptures, if it's not led by God Himself, if it's not Spirit-filled by God Himself, if it's not based on the sacrifices of Jesus Christ, then I would leave. Amen? I would get up and leave, because that's what this church, this Cumberland Presbyterian Church, is based on today. Our doctrine, our beliefs today, summed up in a nutshell, and I've always heard this and I've always took this to heart, is whosoever will come can and will be saved. Amen? That's what this church believes. And for those that are watching on Facebook today, I'm still amazed that when you speak the word Cumberland Presbyterian, nobody knows. Nobody knows what's a Cumberland Presbyterian. Well, I just told you. We believe as Cumberland Presbyterians that whosoever shall come to the Lord and calls upon the name of the Lord, confesses the Lord as their Savior, confesses their sins with their own mouth and heart, repents of their wrongs, can and will be saved by the Lord Himself. And that's what we believe. That's what we practice. That is what we teach here at this church. At every Cumberland Presbyterian Church, this is what we believe. And this is who we are. And listen, it is important to know who you are. Amen? Anybody agree with that? It's important for me to know who I am. I know this morning that I am Philip Nichols. There is no other Philip Nichols on the face of the earth. Pam says, probably thank God. But listen, it's important for me to know who I am. It's important for me to know who I stand for, what I stand for. And it's also important for you to know that. Amen? So when you're out on the streets, when you're out in the places you shop, when you're out at the gas station or whoever you're witnessing to, it's important when they ask you, when they say, what do you believe? Who do you believe in? Where do you get your teachings from? What denomination? Now, are denominations important? Yes, they are. They are very important. Because I think this morning, As I often say, it's important to be a part of a healthy denomination. The word of the Lord says, do not be deceived by mere words. And I'm gonna read that scripture to you this morning. I was going to save it, but I'm going to read this to you this morning. In Ephesians chapter 5, in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6, it tells us, let no one deceive you with empty words. Don't just take, you know, every Sunday, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6, it says, do not let no one deceive you with empty words. Because of such things, God's wrath comes to those who are disobedient. Don't let anyone deceive you with empty words. Listen, if you know as you read your Bible, if you know and read your Bible that it talks about in the days of the Old Testament, it talks about there was false prophets, they were false teachings. And guess what? If that was true back then, it's still true today. Amen? It's still true today that there's false teachings of the Bible today. So it's very important to know that you're a part of a denomination, of a church itself, that are teaching the teachings of Jesus Christ. Amen? You need to know that. And you need to believe that. Don't just take my word, what I'm preaching. I've said that numerous times. Don't just take my word for what I preach every Sunday. I could be wrong. I don't base my sermons, I don't base the Word of God upon what I think or what I want you to think. But there are people out there. There are ministers out there that do that, whether we like it or not. There are sheep's and wolves' clothing, and they are amongst us. You know what it would be very easy for me to do? I, as a minister, and I would be held accountable for it, but it would be very easy for me to take the Word of God and twist it. Amen? I could if I wanted to. And it would be very easy for you to take that Word of God because you heard it from the pastor. It's got to be right. it's got to be correct because he said it. If the pastor says it, it's got to be right. Well, don't always be deceived by that. Make sure you know what you know. And I'll keep preaching this till the day I die, probably. But Brother Dudley, Brock, always preached. I always remember, Pam, we always used to hear him say, you got to know in your knower. You got to know in your knower what you believe. You got to know in your knower what you think and what you teach. And you got to know it's based on the Bible. It's got to be based on Jesus Christ. You know, I did a little research this week. This may shock you, but as far as I can find the information, there's over 200 different denominations right here in the United States alone. Over 200 different denominations. Now, I couldn't name them all to you. Anybody in here know them all? But there are a lot of denominations. And we have a lot of different teachings. We have a lot of different doctrines that are being taught out in this country, in the United States. Right as we sit here and speak, 200 different denominations. 200 different teachings of religion this morning. And that's amazing to me. But if it's not based on Jesus Christ, if it's not based on God's mercy and God's grace, God's love, then stay away from it. You know, these three men, now let me talk about the Cumberland Church for a minute. In this book, I'm fascinated with this book. And I don't know if many of you have ever read this book. I don't know if you can even get a book like this. And I was just lucky to commandeer this book from Kay. She let me borrow it and I never gave it back to her. But it says here, and I marked a page. I marked a page here. Let me read this to you. It says here, and this is concerning the Cumberland Presbyterian Church. These noble men then were compelled to either abandon the good work of God or constitute a new presbytery. Now, these three men that we just spoke of earlier this morning, Samuel King, Finis Ewing, Samuel McWadow, and Ephraim McLean, I don't know if I already said that word or not, but I'll just repeat if I did. Now, these men decided, three men, they decided they was going to start a new presbytery because things weren't right, because things were going wrong. And you know what their decision was based upon? It was based upon prayer. It was based upon God. These men were about to make a big decision. These men were about to form what we know today as the Cumberland Presbyterian denomination. These men, can you imagine being a part of a presbytery or a denomination and knowing and seeing and being directed by God that something wasn't right? Things were being taught that were wrong, and they had to make a decision to either stop preaching the gospel, stop promoting the gospel, or go out on their own and start a new presbytery. That would be tough. I don't know. I would have to really be listening to God. I would really have to be driven by the Holy Spirit. So they went to the house of Samuel McAdow, and they proposed to him this new presbytery. But these men prayed about it. These men got down on their knees and they prayed about it. And then, as you know, now it's come to pass. And now here we are today, some 200 years later, we are still called the Cumberland Presbyterian denomination. I'm glad this morning. I don't know about you. I've never been Baptist. I've never been Episcopalian. I've never been a Mormon. I've never been a Catholic. But I'm glad this morning that God has directed me to be a Cumberland Presbyterian. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of our heritage this morning. I know in this church we have a lot of Cumberland Presbyterians that you're all proud of your heritage. And heritage is something that we need to remember. We don't need to let it fade. We need to go out when people don't know. Listen, if you don't know what you are this morning, you need to learn. Amen. As your pastor this morning, I'm telling you, you need to learn what a Cumberland Presbyterian is all about. That way, when you go out on the streets and the highways and the byways out there, and you're witnessing somebody about the Lord, you can tell them. You can tell them all about where we came from, where we are today, and where we're going tomorrow. This Cumberland Presbyterian denomination has a future. Amen. God is not done with our presbytery. He's not done with this denomination. He's still working. Did you know today that God is working? God is working in other countries. Right now, as we sit here in the house of God, God has missionaries in other countries establishing churches where you wouldn't think there would be a church. Where people say there'll never be a church here preaching the gospel. Where the gospel's not welcomed. Where the gospel is not wanted. But God said, I got other plans. God says, I'm going to send a missionary. I'm going to send a Cumberland Presbyterian missionary over into a foreign country to promote the gospel. And the word that I read today, now you know this is hard to believe. And when people say, well, I can't believe that the gospel's not been preached in every part of the world. I want to tell you something today. The Bible says that Jesus Christ won't come back until the gospel is preached in every part of the world. And the gospel is still being preached in places that it's never been brought to. Can you believe that this morning? Can you imagine this morning a place where God has never been mentioned? It's out there. It's happening right now. And we are a part of it. We are a part of God's hand out in a foreign country, out in a foreign land, out in a remote place that the gospel has never been introduced. And there's missionaries out there right now setting up churches, establishing new CP churches in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Is that not awesome this morning, church family? You say, well, what are we doing? We're doing something great. We're doing great things for the Lord. And until all the parts of the world have heard of the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on doing. We're going to keep on striving. We're going to keep on struggling. You go to these presbytery meetings, they say, our denomination is shrinking. We're dying out. Listen, man can say what they want. God has the final say. When God says we're done, we're done. If God says this church is done, then it's done. I can't say this church is done until God says it's done. And then it's done. But we got a long way to go. Amen? We got a long way to go. And we're doing great work. we're doing the work of the Lord. And that's why we are who we are today. That's why you have such a heritage today. That's why, you know, when I stepped, I wouldn't be a Cumberland Presbyterian today if Pam hadn't drugged me to church. She said, "Oh, I want to go to church, Phil. We need to get these kids in church." I didn't know what a Cumberland Presbyterian was. I didn't know what choir songs was. I didn't even know how to dress for church. They say, "Well, Pastor, how are you supposed to dress for church?" You know what? Come as you are. Amen? Come as you are. You don't need to wear a suit and tie. "Oh, Pastor, the house will fall down on me." Well, we'll dig you out. Don't worry about it. That was some of the classical excuses that my mom used when we were growing up. But you know, my mom's in church today. Now, she's down at Cold Spring. She's a Methodist. She's in her mother's church. That's where she goes. Right up the road. She don't use those excuses anymore. She's out doing the work of God. She's promoting the gospel. My brothers are in church today. That was something that never happened before. God can change things. Amen. Do you believe that this morning, church family? God can change things. Just as fast as He wants to. God can change things. And He is changing things. All right, let's move on a little bit this morning. Okay, now listen. We have so many denominations in the world today. But let me read to you this morning out of Ephesians again. In chapter 4 and verse 7. Let me read this to you. But it says in the Word of God that, "But to each one of us grace has been given as Christ appointed. It says, each believer is given the grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, and that measure of grace is given for our mutual help in comprehending the Scriptures and their meaning in our lives and in our churches." Listen. We are given the gift, the measure of grace to help us along our way each and every day. That's in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 7. God gives each one of us the gift, the measure of the gift of grace to help us each day to learn and grow in the Word and will of God. Now listen, I don't know everything I need to know today. Is there anybody in the house of God that knows everything they need to know today? I'm not one of those people. But God has given me the measure of the gift of His grace for my mutual help concerning the Scripture. I don't know everything I need to know about the Bible. I don't know everything about what the Scriptures are revealing to me, what they're saying to me, what they really mean for my life. But as I'm growing in the grace of God, as I'm growing in the will of God, it helps me to understand. It helps me to grow in the knowledge and the wisdom. It says in the Word of God, if any of you among you are lack wisdom and all, let him ask of God and He'll give it to him. Listen, we need more wisdom. We need more knowledge. We need more understanding when it comes to the Scriptures. When it comes to your denomination, that's why things get blown out of proportion. That's why the Scriptures get all twisted and confined. And there's just so many different things that's going on that people are teaching. Because they don't have the grace of the gift of the measure of the grace of knowledge of God's understanding. That's what we need more of today. We need to know more about what God's trying to tell us. We need to grow in the grace of God. That way, more as you grow, the more as you listen, the more as you're able to comprehend. You know, in school, I couldn't comprehend many things because I wouldn't listen. Anybody else? I couldn't comprehend much, even children today, when I was a child. You know, the biggest feat I had when I was a child was learning how to tie my shoe. I could watch somebody, my mom or whoever might have showed me how to tie my shoe. But I had to learn. I had to watch. I had to comprehend how they were doing it. And then one day, out of the blue, all of a sudden, now I was able to do it. And that's exactly how God works. You know, test to see, you know, are you in the right place today? Are you in the right denomination today? Well, I can't answer that question for you. But God says, pray and test the Spirit. Seek God in all things. Just like those men did. You don't think they had doubts? You don't think they had fears? You don't think they had fears of being shunned by all those other people that they knew? But they stepped out. They stepped out on the will of God. And God led them by the Spirit. And God instituted a new presbytery called the CP, Cumberland Presbyterian Church. I was down at a revival one time, old Lon Broyles. They was going to let me do the sermon. I'll never forget this. And I always think I look back on it now and laugh about it. And I've said this story 1,000 times probably, but it's worth repeating. I got up there behind the pulpit and I started preaching. And I called our denomination Presbyterian. Didn't think nothing about it. And then I said, right before the sermon I started, got up there and I said, "What do you want me to do when I'm done?" He said, "Just go sit down and shut up." And then after I got done preaching, I went back and sat down. And he got up here and he said, "Well, that was a good sermon, Brother Nichols." He said, "But you made one mistake." He said, "We're not Presbyterians, we're Cumberland Presbyterians. You need to remember that." And that always stuck with me. And that church down there, and I can't even remember where we were at now. Green's Chapel. We were down at Green's Chapel. And that place was full of people. It was a presbytery meeting day. And we were down at Green's Chapel. And I'll never forget that day because he called me out on the carpet and right in front of all those people. It didn't humiliate me. It taught me something. I learned something that day. I could have let my emotions overrun me and let that make me angry. But he said, "We're not Presbyterians, we're Cumberland Presbyterians, and you need to learn the difference." After that day forward, I was always very careful. I was always very careful to call, to say Cumberland Presbyterians, not just Presbyterians. Now listen, Presbyterian is not a bad name. If God's in it, it's good. Amen? If God's in it, it's good. If God's leading it, it's good. But God wants you where you need to be. Amen? It's not about who's right and who's wrong. It's about where God wants you to be, where God wants me to be. It's no mistake that I'm here. It's no mistake that you're here. God wanted you to be here. God wooed you to be here. I'm here because God brought me and my family here. And that's why we're all here together. But Paul does say this. Paul does tell us this. He says, "Let no divisions be among you." And what does that mean? It means we are not to fight and argue over who's right and who's wrong. Now listen, you and me today, if I've said something and while I've been preaching that you don't like, we can agree to disagree. Amen? We can agree to disagree. But it doesn't mean that me and Jeff's going to get out in the parking lot here in a minute and get into a fist fight. That's not what God wants. Paul says in the Word of God, We let no divisions be among you. But then he goes on to say, "Let each one of you be united together in mind and in thought." That means today, church family, that we have to be united together as God's people. We have to be one as the body of God, as the body of Christ. We have to go out, and we don't have to go out. I'm not going to go out and knock other denominations. Hopefully they won't do us the same way. But we are all one in the eyes of God. We are all part of the body of God. So keep that in mind. But we can agree to disagree. Just because I'm led to say something by the Spirit, you may not agree with it. We'll compare, as old Dudley used to say, if you come to me, we will compare Scripture to Scripture. And if we can't come to a conclusion, we'll agree to disagree. And we'll leave it at that. We'll pray about it. We'll let God settle the final answer. We'll let God show us what the answer is. We'll let God show us the path. But we need to walk the path that God's laid before us. Okay, going on. And listen, this is a little tough right here. Let me say this, what it says in Galatians chapter 6 and verses 3 and 4. It says, "If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves." Listen, like I said, I am proud to be a Cumberland Presbyterian. Listen, you don't know how proud that I am today that I'm a minister of God, a messenger. That's all I consider myself. But I will not go out of the house of God, out on the streets, and make myself be something that I'm not. I don't want to make myself like, man, look at that guy over here. He's old Brother Phil, he's a pastor, man. I know, man, look how big and mighty he is. I would never do that because God doesn't want me doing that. I don't want to think that I'm something bigger than what I am. God says, hey, you're a minister, you're a messenger, and that's all you are. And that's all I need to be. And same thing with the denomination. Oh, I'm a Cumberland Presbyterian. I'm better than you. Or you're a Baptist. The Baptist is better than you. Better than a Cumberland Presbyterian. No, that's not what God wants. God wants us to walk and love each other in unity. Amen? Unity, that's where it is. That's where the praise, that's where the victory comes. Unity with each other. Because we're all supposed to be doing the same work of God, right? So it doesn't matter what denomination you are, as long as I said, if it's a healthy denomination, if it's led by God, if it's led by the Holy Spirit and based on Jesus Christ, and we're all doing the same work of the Lord. Okay, so we're going to close with this. We're going to finish up with this right here. First John chapter 4, verse 1. Again, I want to remind you what it says. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. Test the spirits. Let God lead you. You know, I've told people that have come to me and said, I think, and listen, I tell anybody at any church I've ever been in, ever been a part of, if you feel like the Lord's leading you somewhere else, I said, then don't let me hinder you. You go and do what the Lord tells you to do. That's what you got to be focused on. That's what you got to hear and listen to. Because if you don't, then you're being disobedient unto the Lord. You let the Lord lead you in your heart and in your spirit. But don't let me. I would love for this church to be full of people. And someday it's going to be. I'm speaking it forth now. So look, this church is half full today. I want it all the way full. I don't care if they're Baptist. I don't care if they're Church of God or Church of Christ. I don't care if they're Mormon. I don't care if they're Lutheran. If they love the Lord, if they focus and base their life on the Lord and follow the Lord and the will of the Lord, then man, I want them here. I don't care what, if they're white, black, Hispanic, I don't care who they are. I want them here. If the Lord will bring them here, I want them here. And that's what's so important today. Let's go out and work together. Let's not be separated by a division of who's right and who's wrong. But let your teachings, let your doctrine, let your religious beliefs and practices be based on and only on God Himself. And I know when you do that, listen, the Lord's already told me, when you do these things, when you follow the will of the Lord and listen to God Himself, He's going to bless you. He's going to bless your church. You know, who is the church today? Who's the church? There you go. It's not this building. I'm looking at the church this morning. You, me, everyone in here today, we are the church. And that's what counts the most, that we are doing the work of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank you today for calling us to be who you want us to be. God, we thank you today, Lord, that we know you most of all. God, we pray now today that you will continue to use us as Cumberland Presbyterians. Lord, as whatever denominations they are out there, Heavenly Father, I don't know them all. I don't even focus on the other teachings and practices and the traditions of other churches, God. All I do is follow this one, and I try to learn all I can. Because, God, this is where you have directed me and this church family to be. And that's what's most important. That's what we must focus on. And, God, we don't need to focus on divisions. We need to focus on your work, the calling of the gospel, the promoting of the gospel for those that need it the most right now as we're standing here and sitting here in the house of God, speaking these words, Lord. There are people dying. And they're sitting at the gates of hell. And God, we want to reach out to those people. We want to tell them, whosoever will come can be saved. No matter what they've done, no matter where they've come from, we don't care about their past, Lord. But we want to let them know that you can forgive them and you will forgive them if they just call upon the name of Jesus. And God, that's the only doctrine we need to know. Is that you love them and we be able to tell them. So God, we thank you today for all those that have been here today. God, we thank you for those that are watching on social media today, Heavenly Father. God, we pray that you have just opened some eyes today, Lord, some hearts today, God. And God, if through this preaching today, Lord, if one has not received you as their Savior, God, let today be that day that they come to know you and start their journey, Heavenly Father, in the process of learning and maturing in your walk, in your word, your will. And God, I know they'll be blessed and forever. Their life will be changed forever. So God, now we ask that everything we've done and said in your house today, God, be to honor and glorify your holy name. We humbly ask all of this now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.